The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people were observing him carefully. He told a parable of those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at the table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of the companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Gospel of the Lord. The teaching of Jesus is very human. But most important, this humility, how we can practice. It's not easy because our DNA, the first original sin, is pride. So it's very easy to get rid of pride. One of the methods is to see Jesus in each person. It's easier to listen, to befriend. Many times we choose how people to be our friends. We choose people who like us, who loves us, who listen to us, who obey us. But if there are people who are not listening to you or doesn't like you, how do you do? So you might reject them. That's pride. Because you say you are important and they look down on you. But if you see Jesus as a person, even that person doesn't respect you. But still, you have to respect that person because Jesus is there. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. That's the word of God. So if we have this kind of mentality, whatever you do to the least, right, you do it to Christ. And that's how you can easier to overcome your human pride. So I know the sisters, you have all this practice on a daily basis. Many times you have to lose yourself to listen. You know, there are some people are very, they don't listen very much, or they don't obey. What can you do? You can beat them. You have to, like Jesus, with silence, love them, pray for them. Even until you die, they won't change. This is not your business. Jesus will do it. What important is to give the message of Christ to others by living the word of Christ, by living his example. Jesus will touch each other, the other person. It's not you who change person. It's Jesus himself change the other person. But most important, you live Jesus in you. See Jesus in others. And that's one of the surest ways we can follow God in a simple way, in a humble way.